News Now Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade, and with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we got banks that cater to everyone, no matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. Happy Saturday. The weather, not so happy today. Tiger fans could care less. Great win for Warsaw last night. They win a share of the Northern Lakes Conference Championship by beating Northridge 24-10. We will talk with Coach Curtis about it, and we will talk with at least one of his football players coming up here in just a little bit. Let's give you the conference scores. Again, Warsaw beat Northridge 24-10. Mishawaka did their part. They're also co-champs with Warsaw. They beat Wawasee 41-22. Concord beat Plymouth 46-6. Northwood beat Goshen 22-0. So the final conference standings, Warsaw and Mishawaka 6-1, Northwood and Northridge 5-2, Concord 3-4, and Plymouth, Goshen, and Wawasee all finish at 1-6. Other scores, Valley goes unbeaten in the regular season. They beat Bremen 51-16. Rochester beat Maconaqua 36-14. Northfield beat North Miami 18-8. Peru is the TRC champ. They beat Manchester 52-6. It was Wabash over Whitco 35-0. LaVille beat Culver 52-0. LaVille finishes second to Knox in the Hoosier North Conference. Triton finishes 6-3. They beat Winnemac on the road 35-6. East Noble beat Belmont 70-7. East Noble, New Haven, and Leo all share the Northeast 8 championship. It was New Haven over Huntington North 47-12. Norwell beat Columbia City 28-23. Fairfield beat Cherubusco 33-0. Central Noble beat Garrett. Garrett beat Central Noble 22-7. It was West Noble over Prairie Heights 48-7. West Noble wins the Northeast Corner Conference Big Division Championship. Riley goes 8-1 on the season. They beat Jimtown 24-12. They are the NIC's North-South Division champs. And Glenn beat Washington 53-20. Marion beat St. Joe 16-10. New Prairie beat Elkhart 16-8. The Lions finished the regular season at 3-6. Penn wins the NIC East-West Division Championship. They are a 42-0 winner over Adams last night. And Carroll beat Northside 52-14. They finished 7-2, and they are co-champions in the SAC's A Division with Fort Wayne Snyder. And, of course, the Chargers will be here in 13 days to open up playoff play against the Warsaw Tigers. We'll come back and talk with Coach Curtis about last night's game, assuming he's dried out since last night. We'll do that next here on Tiger Talk, driven by RB Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Enjoy the next level of fun on the water with help from Splendor Boats. Place your order now on Quest Pontoons or a Splendor custom-built power catamaran deck boat. Ask about their indoor, safe, and clean off-season boat storage, winterization, shrink wrapping, and pontoon redecking. Plus, schedule your spring boat arrival so you don't have to wait next year. Visit them in Warsaw or Silver Lake or online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Whether your business is on the farm or in town, Crossroads Bank wants to help you succeed. That's why Crossroads Bank offers competitive rates and friendly service with their business loans. Visit crossroadsbanking.com or in person at their locations in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
False start, pass interference, offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Grab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24-7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, sir. But I tell you, that's nice.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, and appreciate that. And
that is
to you. And
what a journey.
Good morning to you.
Good
beautiful
morning.
Day.
What a journey for your Budge. Go back to the beginning of the Michigan City game. You lose your quarterback and two offensive linemen in the very first half of the very first game.
Fourth play.
Yeah.
For Harrison.
And now you circle around, and here you are, co-conference champions.
We are. And, you know, looking back at that night, you're wondering, are we not? Am I not living right? You know, is there something that I need to be doing different? And you know, losing Drew Harrison and James Leiter all within an hour, two of our top five linemen, and our starting quarterback was at that time. You're thinking, what do we do now? But you know what? You've got to rely on the fact that you've coached kids that also play those positions, and you really got to be somewhat creative at times in your approach and how you practice, and personnel wise, putting certain kids here and certain kids there, and you've seen us throughout the year, you've watched every game, so you know that every week it's the lineup of the week, and literally what we do is. On Sunday nights, we'll sit down. The very first thing we do is personnel. Is there anybody that we're missing? Is there anybody that we've overlooked? Is there anybody on the offensive side of the ball that could help us defensively and vice versa? So thank you very much for that. That means a lot because it's hard. No, people that haven't done it don't know. And when you don't know, That's one thing, but when you don't know, that's another thing. You know what I mean?
I totally do.
A lot of people walk around this world that don't know they don't know. But winning one high school football game or basketball game or volleyball game or any competition is difficult enough, and then you throw in the things that we've dealt with, kid-wise, injury-wise, and a pretty significant schedule. With some very good teams, and the close games, you know, so what these kids have done and what the assistant coaches did throughout the course of the year was really, really something we'll look back on and say, that was pretty special. And it would not have happened without those guys that put the kids in the right places, my staff, and then the kids themselves owning those roles and maximizing whatever it is we got to do to come out on top. And think about the number of tight games.
Oh, yeah.
Really, out of the nine games, the eight wins, all but two were really nail-biters to the very end, Roger.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a short drive home from my from Fisher Field to my house, but two things popped into my head. One, this is a validation of how hard you coach in practice. Every kid, every rep, for everything they're doing, because they never know from minute to minute when you might need to put them in a position.
You really don't, and that's a good point. And we try to do a good job of that. And, you know, sometimes we're more successful than others at other times at doing that, but sometimes, in drills, you find somebody or somebody can, you know, Luke Ransbottom's a perfect example.
Yeah.
You know, he probably went into the season as a fourth halfback. And, you know, now he's kind of set, stapled down a position there. Ethan Egoff was also kind of locked in at safety, and we were rotating some halfbacks through there. He is locked down a halfback position. So you just don't know. And each week's a new week, and we approach it that way. And just really, really excited for what the kids and you know, my staff accomplished.
The other thing that I thought about on the way home last night was winning those close games builds chemistry, it builds camaraderie, and it makes it easier to win the next close game.
I think so.
And your kids proved that to be absolutely true this season.
Well, I think so, and I need to probably take a lesson from them, you know, because when things don't go exactly – see, I believe every play when the ball snaps should be a minimum of 4 yards, minimum, if everybody does what they're supposed to do. I believe that every play when the opponent snaps the ball should be 2 yards or less if it's a run, and an incompletion or an interception if they throw it. Mm-hmm. So when I go into any contest with that mindset, and all PATs and field goals should be perfect, kicks should always go in the end zone, and anytime they kick to us, we should take it back for a touchdown. So that's the parameter I'm dealing with in my mind on a Friday night. So as the game unfolds and those things don't happen, I need to get real back in and realize it's an imperfect game played by imperfect people, coached by imperfect people, and somewhere within that, you got to find those moments where you enjoy it and focus on the good things and make the plays that matter. And I think this team's done that. They've made the plays that mattered when it mattered, because really, you can't get too high, you can't get too low, but we could really be 3-6 right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Instead of 8-1. I mean, absolutely. A bounce here, a bounce there, or a kid doesn't make a play here, doesn't make a play there. So the difference between winning and losing is that minuscule. It really is.
And there were a couple plays in last night's game that were the exact epitome of that kind of thing. It's 4th-and-1. At their 40-yard line in the second quarter, and Reed goes off. It starts in the middle, and then it's become a thing now. The last four games, start up the middle, and then your blockers opening up a little bit of a crease to the left, and he shoots off that way, and he goes all the way in for a touchdown.
Well, we had been stopped on 4th-and-1 again inside the 5-yard line, which drew the ire of myself on anyone that was around me that would listen, or anyone on the headsets. And I'm not proud of that, but you know, we got to punch the ball in when we got the ball inside the 5-yard line, and we did not. So when that opportunity arose, and I was mad at myself for not taking 3 points in a 7-0 game. And I think it was 4th-and-2, maybe, on that first one.
Yeah.
So when we got to the similar scenario, you know, sometimes you've just got to let go and trust your coaching staff and your kids. And my only request during that moment was to make sure the fullback gets the football. I don't care what play you call, but I want to know he's getting the football. So that was my contribution to that. The rest of it, the kids and the coaches worked out. So, yeah, that was a big, big play in a 7-0 game or 7-3 game. Was it 7? It was 7-3.
7-3.
Yeah. So, yeah, worked out, and Reed is really starting to understand how the blocks set up and where. Because early on in the game, he was kind of just putting his head down and running into B-gap. And sometimes it is B-gap. Sometimes it's a slide out to C-gap. So,
the other play that we cannot escape from the show today without bringing up is Grady Nolan.
Unbelievable.
Grady Nolan
saved the day.
Grady Nolan literally saved the game for the Tigers, because There were four Northridge guys that dove on that football.
Absolutely.
And I still do not know how. I cannot wait to talk to him to find out this week how he not only got out of there with the ball, but he stood up and held it to the official.
I have no idea.
And I don't know what he said to him, but I heard in my head, I heard him say, here, are you looking for this?
Yes. I have watched that play live. I've not watched it replayed on video, but I'm anxious to do that. That you know, he saved the bacon on that. Ethan Egolf also recovered another fumble. Just the effort and the heads up of Grady in that situation and fighting to come out with that ball was huge.
The stars of the show again last night were the defense.
Absolutely.
Northridge, 15 first downs. The only thing you really can complain about the defense is Northridge did a really good job on third down. They completed given the weather conditions, the wind and the rain, they were really good on third down. They got 15 first downs, but only 85 yards rushing against your outfit.
Yeah. Well, you know, you take away that first drive, and you can't just say, okay, that first drive didn't happen. They kind of did to Warsaw what Warsaw wants to do to everybody else, and that is take the possession at their 23-yard line or whatever it was, and 8 minutes later punch the ball in. And it's like, okay, now I kind of know how that feels. It's like, okay, where did the quarter go? And now, whether you like it or not, you feel a little pressed, and you shouldn't, but you do. Just an outstanding job against a team that has put up a lot of points against most people they played. And, it was an overall defensive effort that was team-oriented. And as you watched the game unfold, you saw our guys fly into the football. I thought our tackling was a lot better. There were a couple dropped interceptions here and there. There were, it could have even been, you're looking at Jet.
I just wanted to see. He started grinning. I just wanted to see.
He was only one. If those happen, then maybe it's not quite as nerve-wracking there at the very end. But, just a complete overall great effort by our kids. I think Jake put a great plan together defensively and stuck to it. And like you said, they did complete some passes that were in the rain that were like kind of surprising.
Yes.
And he's got an unusual delivery, a little bit of a sidearm, and he's a very athletic kid and a good high school football player. But he squeezed a ball in on some plays that were pretty impressive.
Yeah, when he let a couple of those balls go, I was thinking, okay, we got this one.
Yeah.
Our guys are going to fight over who's going to pick this one.
And then the next
off.
Thing is, yeah.
And they end up with it. That is one area that your team has really improved on as the season's gone along is when the other team throws the ball deep, we have at least one guy who's in the best position to catch it, and the safety is always coming over to help.
Well, that trend needs to continue because 2 weeks from last night, we're going to play a team that can sling it a little bit with a really good quarterback. But that's the next segment. We won't go there yet. Let's continue on last night. But you're right. Our kids have improved and improved and improved. We're not afraid to make a break on the ball. I think that's the thing that I've seen as the head coach us improve on to where sometimes, and I never played one snap of defensive back, so I won't even pretend to know what it's like to cover someone other than in the backyard when I was a kid.
can you explain for us who have never played football how difficult it is to do what you want to do in the wind and the rain like we had last night?
Obviously, fortunately it was windy and rainy for both teams. So, yeah, it does change things a little bit. I think when Daylor went to make that fair catch, I think the wind, he was ready for it. The ball was there. He had his pinkies together. He looked it in. And that wind took that ball just like a foot forward in front of him, and it hit the tips of his fingers. It looked like anyway live. So, yeah, there are different weather condition type things where you have to adjust. maybe your angle. I know that Mason Smythe told the kickoff team, hey, I need to slow down my approach, make sure you're not offsides. So don't be offsides, because when I go with my regular steps, I'm slipping. And you saw the ball kind of carry him down the field. So I think that's a good example of me seeing that last night, was him saying, hey, don't be offsides, I'm going to slow my steps down. And he got a couple deep into the end zone. So
that's really heady stuff for him.
It is. It is. He's a weapon.
And if you guys would have got two more yards for him, he would have kicked another 50.
I think so.
Long field goal that
it
came up
close,
just short.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it was really.
And the official, I didn't know this at the time, but the official mentioned something to one of our coaches. Are you faking this? Or are you really, like, over to the sideline? Said, no, he's kicked a 52-yarder. So it was only 1 yard further. So, overall, just some really smart football most of the night by our kids.
And so now you wrap up this regular season, co-conference champions, 8-1 on the season. It took me back to something that you said to me, and I know that you preached to the boys, excuse me, at the beginning of the year, which was 8-3 can't be good enough anymore.
No, that's not.
And I know that's not exactly what you said, how you said it, but it was that same message. We got to be tired of 8-3. We got to be better.
And that's, I think, anybody that is in charge of kids or a program, you don't want to be known for a team that's, we're not middle of the road, but we're also not, out of the last 4 years, we've tied for two conference championships, which we're happy about. But once again, in my warped mind, I believe we should have four out of the last four, but that isn't how it panned out. It's winning. Like I said, winning one game is difficult. You've got to do things right enough on a Friday night and prepare that week. So getting to 8 wins in a regular season. For this group of kids, I know it was not what they wanted. I know that every day they look up at that wall in the locker room where it lists the undefeated teams with the helmets. Well, we didn't do that, but that didn't mean that our season was over. And we were able to rally from that loss 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago and put together a nice, strong finish at the end. And now, now we're in tournament football. And our kids will approach that the same way, we expect to win regardless of who we play. We expect to practice well, play well, not be afraid to fail. I think that's a big thing, Roger. If you're afraid to fail, I don't think you can ever win the big prize,
Yeah. So JV football this morning, right?
They are at Northridge in the rain.
Yep. And then what? You've got fall break. It's a full week of fall break for the first time ever. So I know that you guys had kind of honed in before on a plan for fall break.
Yeah.
And not having a game on Friday. Now it's a full week of fall break.
Well,
what's the plan for the
plan is
practicing and things?
When I saw that was one of the calendar options, okay, I knew that it would be the calendar option that was voted on. So I tried to get out in front of it, I think, regardless of when it was. But we got our calendar to our parents and our kids in a timely fashion. So they are aware that, hey, there is going to be practice Monday at 3:30. There is going to be practice Tuesday at 3:30. And then you've got some time off with family. We'll come in Wednesday morning, watch a little film, and get the kids out of there by 9:30. And then I don't see them again until Monday. So it isn't the full fall break, but it is a nice little chunk of time for them. I mean, they've got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So they get 5 days to where they can spend family time. It's enough time where if they want to get out of state, they can. But it also allows us to not just drop everything and say, hey, see you in 10 days. Oh, by the way, we got Carol. So be ready. Yeah, you can't do that. If you could, we would, but you can't do that. So those first 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, we spent on Warsaw with a little carol sprinkled in. Wednesday morning, we will start our preparation for that, and then come back Monday, and it'll be a regular week for the kids.
When the kids have time off, do the coaches get time off?
Absolutely. I think that's very important. I speak for myself, but I also know we've got a lot of, I was a young dad once, didn't take full advantage of being a young dad. Now I've got young dads, and I want to make sure they don't make some of the same mistakes I made. There is a home, there is life, there is your family, and it's imperative that they utilize that five and a half days off and spend some time with them. So yes, to answer your question. Now, I know my guys, and I know that they'll get a lot of football done while being dads and husbands.
Good. Talk about this guy to your left.
Oh, well, he's a character, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He is a throwback, number 8, Jet Woodward, and I mean that in endearing terms. Just loves competing, loves the game of football, loves mixing it up, loves the strategy involved. Just as I've gotten to know him more and more throughout the last 3 years, just I would say a whole lot of fun to coach. Can take criticism without getting his feelings hurt. Takes criticism and constructive criticism well. Also is not afraid to say, hey, this is the blitz was called and that's why I did this, or whatever the thing may be. He is not afraid to communicate with Coach Callhorn or myself or Coach Gabrich or whoever about what it is he saw. So he's always got a good pulse on the team. He is without a doubt one of our senior leaders, and has had an incredible career. I think he's his third year starting, and he has maximized his opportunities to be where he's at today.
Jet Woodward will be our special guest when we come back. Jet got fed today by the Warsaw Donut Shop, and he also got some drink, and we appreciate the Warsaw Donut Shop on South Buffalo Street for their help in feeding our people on Saturday mornings. We'll talk with Jet coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by RB Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
I am a Colts fan.
I'm a Bears fan. And you out there are Warsaw Tiger fans.
Whoever you root for, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Aldifer Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future. So if you're a Colts fan, a Tiger fan, a Bears fan, or a fan of any other team,
except the Patriots, Aldifer Bergen can be the head coach of your financial planning team.
Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street in Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon with Rock Hill Pinnock. I had to chuckle the other day because I heard a lawyer on TV say you should come to their firm because they're the attorneys you know. But yet, you've never heard of them, except from the television commercials. The attorneys at Rock Hill Pinnock are part of this community. We may help coach your kids at T-ball, see you at a golf match, or simply be your friend or neighbor. If you don't know one of us yet, chances are someone you know does. But whether you know us already or not, we hope you'll give us a call and get to know us as your attorneys. Call 267-6116 for an appointment today. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Welcome to the spa, Mrs. Williamson. Ready for your manicure?
And your beauty treatment?
And your massage?
Mommy, wake up!
Honey, did you get my shirts from the dry cleaners?
Oh, I knew I was dreaming.
Escape to the spa every day in your own bathroom with an elegant glass shower and tub enclosure designed by the specialists at Glass Doctor, all for less than you might think. Visit glassdoctor.com today to receive a free copy of our design and installation guide.
Collier's Heating and Air has long been known for quality and integrity. Quality in their line of Lennox heating and air systems, and integrity in the way they've been doing business in our community for the last 36 years. So when they say they have a Lennox heating and air system for your home with $1,500 rebates along with up to $2,000 off the dealer list price, you can take them at their word. Lennox quality and Collier's integrity. Trust Collier's.com.
You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM.
All right, Jet, I first met you in a different place than football. You and I first ran into each other at the baseball diamond when you were a freshman catcher,
yes,
which don't come along very often. So describe what you do for football with what you do for baseball, because you catch, but not as much as you used to. You're kind of a right fielder, a little bit of center field. So that's changed. Talk about what you do for football and how it connects with what you do for baseball.
So, I mean, for the years, being a catcher, that's like, I mean, you're the leader of the field and like the captain of the field, and so you control everything that happens. And so being like a middle linebacker, you're basically the field general, and the, I mean, you're just the leader of the defense. And so, you know, trying to control everything on the field and stuff like that is just extremely similar with baseball and football, being a catcher and being a middle linebacker. And so, yeah, I mean, that's about it.
When I watch you play, I connect you with some other guys who have played before during my time of watching Tiger football. And the thread that kind of runs through them is this kind of gleam in their eyes. And Jet has this gleam that makes people who play against him kind of afraid. Where do you get that from?
My mom.
She had no hesitation in that. Really?
She's scary.
Is she scary?
I mean, she's not scary, but like, she's always been, you know, I get my whole personality comes from her, and so like, she's extremely rebellious, and like, I'm the exact same way, and so I guess the things I do and, you know, how I think comes a lot from her. And so, yeah, I just put that through life and sports. So
I asked Theo Catrice this last year, and I was excited to talk to you today to ask you the same question that I asked him. Coach Curtis demands that you guys are good citizens. You wore shirts and ties to school yesterday. It's yes, sir, and no, sir, and thank you, sir, and all of that. And then on the football field, you run around like crazy people. How do you do that? Because I can't imagine living at the opposite ends of the spectrum like that during the course of a single day.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a lot of people say it's like a mindset thing, and I mean it is, and some people say it's like, oh, you like flip the switch like when you get on the field. And so, I mean, it is kind of that, and I guess that's just the mind of an athlete. And so, like, you know, being coached to be extremely, you know, respectful and stuff like that, that's like through when you're not on the field or, you know, being competitive in some type of way. That's your main worry, and then once you get on the field, everything changes. Like, it's being a maniac on the field is what we do.
I asked Paul this question a couple weeks ago. What is it like to hit somebody really hard?
Feels good. Feels really good. Especially what? If it's like, I mean, if it's, you know, legal contact, and you know you hit a kid properly, it feels pretty good. But even like sometimes that helmet contact, it just feels different. And so, you know, when you hit somebody, you know, head down or whatever, it was good.
Keep your head up, though.
This defense gets a lot of credit, and deservedly so, for the success of this football team, because you go back to the first 2 weeks of the season, so much could have gone wrong, except you guys just went, okay, we fumbled on our own 25, we'll just go out and stop them. And you did that all the time. How does that happen? Is that coached, or is that just you guys?
I mean, it's coached and it's us. I mean, a lot of the players, we've all been playing together for so long that we have that type of chemistry that we don't, like, whatever happens on the field between offense or defense, we're going to be together no matter what. And so the effort we put in, like, say, like, you know, our offense did fumble that close, and the defense talks so much about, like, hey, we're not giving up on the offense. We're going to have their back. And so, you know, you'll get a, you know, 3-and-out. And then have the offense get the ball and do their job. So
I know you remember going to Carroll last year and how you were just an arm length away, got behind early, fought back, had the ball with a chance to go down and tie the game, and things didn't work out. What do you want to do differently in the next 2 weeks so the outcome is different on the 27th?
I guess, like, so with practices lately is we, you know, start of the week, and about, you know, once Wednesday, our morning practices on Thursdays, we're not as locked in as normal. And so, you know, our captains on the field, you know, me, Eric, Nathan, we've all been talking about it, like how we need to stay connected and like focused and not always jacking around. And so that is something that we've been talking about lately, and that's what we did this week. And so we weren't as, you know, we weren't being dumb like when we're practicing. And so that's something that we are going to take to heart this upcoming week for it.
You sort of already talked about your mom. Tell us your parents' names and your brothers and sisters and where you live.
So my mom's name is Brittany Woodward. My dad's Cedric Pogue. I have two brothers. I have an older brother, Jay Sawyer, and then my younger brother, he's, I think, in third grade. He's Theodore Pogue. And then I have a sister, Roxy Sawyer. She's one of the managers for the football team.
Yeah. Talk about the managers and how you guys interact with them.
I mean, they do a lot for us, and so they are extremely special to our team. And so, and I mean, especially having Roxy there too, you know, as a sister, I'm kind of hard on her just because, you know, that's just who I am. I'm extremely hard on her. And so, you know, yesterday it was raining, and she's like everybody's soaking wet and stuff, and she's walking around. She looked mad and everything, walking around. Her face was just stupid mad. And so I like kind of yelled at her, like, act like you want to be here. And it was kind of funny. And so, but yeah, I mean, she's great. And, you know, she helps out a lot. Yeah. So, yeah.
What do you want to do when you graduate?
I haven't fully decided. I am like my interest in real estate and like the investing and entrepreneurship stuff is something I've been reading a lot about. And so.
Really?
Yeah. And so I'm not entirely sure about college. I most likely will go to college to get maybe like a business degree or something, but. The aspect of getting into debt is like really taking a toll. And so I'm not sure if I want to do it right off the bat, you know, coming out.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
Excellent. I love that thought. I just continue to be amazed at the diversity of things you guys are into. Who's been your favorite teacher in high school?
Favorite teacher in high school?
Wow.
I've had a lot of great teachers.
Well, name more than one then.
So freshman year biology, I had Mrs. Sprunger. She is one of our administrators. She was great. You know, she helped out a lot. And so she's probably up there. I had Gabrich. I have Huber right now. And so, you know, they're always good teachers because they're coaches. But I'm going to have to say Sprunger. Sprunger was just a great teacher.
It's fantastic. Who do you hang out with when you're not playing football?
Majority of the time, I'm hanging out with Harrison Stouffer and Amy Williamson. I mean, that's my little friend group. We've been friends ever since eighth grade. And so we're always either at his house, you know, riding dirt bikes, or at Aiden's house, riding dirt bikes and hanging out with cows and stuff like that.
What hobbies do you have?
You know, I play baseball, read a lot, just like I said earlier about the entrepreneurship, stuff like that. I mean, sports is my hobby. I mean, it takes up majority of my time. So those are really my only hobbies.
You've always struck me as a hunter. Do you hunt?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. And so I've been working with my dad a lot lately and you know, shooting a bow and everything. And so I'll be going out this winter. So I can't wait for that.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's good. Hey, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah.
And thanks for all you do for Tiger football.
He's a renaissance man, isn't he?
He is. He really is. He is a piece of work,
yeah,
as we like to say. I know you want to, and I didn't want this segment to get away without talking about Pink Out Night. What a cool moment that was last night.
It was incredible to have our kids come out, and they knew all week, and we were involved. You know, you saw the socks and the support. And the proceeds are going to go to the cancer care. I didn't get to see the lap for obvious reasons, but what I saw at the beginning when they were lined up was incredible. But when we came out to start the game, Mrs. Hofford had told me that the most success, she came out and talked to the team about this on Tuesday, and she said the thing that they're most excited about was lining up to make the tunnel. and then there was a nice little social after the lap in the Rev. So, yeah, it was just a great night all the way around and so awesome to be a part of it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
I want to congratulate Tippecanoe Valley and Coach Moriarty again. I think this is their second 9-0 year. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how difficult that is to do. Once, let alone twice. So congratulations to Coach Mo and the Vikings.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm sure he'd be willing to take any help you can give him next week was they take on number one Chatard.
So they don't get out. They go right into it. Correct?
Yeah, they jump right into it.
Where's that game at?
It's at Chatard. Okay. So they get to go to downtown Indy. And if they win, their reward is they probably get to go to Noblesville and play Garen Catholic.
Gotcha.
So I'm sure that he would love to hear from you if you have any advice to give. So enjoy your time off.
Thank you.
You do not have to be here next Saturday. You get next Saturday off. No Tiger Talk, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right. Thank you, Roger.
Thank you. Coach Curtis, Jet Woodward from the Warsaw football team. When we come back, we'll talk about everybody else, what they've been doing this week and what's coming up today and this next week here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Emergencies are an unfortunate part of life, but have you ever had an eye emergency? Oh yeah, they happen. This is Dr. Jason Rich at the Spectacle Shop. Maybe your glasses broke and you need an immediate fix. Maybe you left your contact lenses in way too long and you woke up with a painful red eye. Maybe you're seeing flashes of light out of the corner of your eye all of a sudden and you think, hey, I should probably get this looked at. Maybe you thought, nah, I don't need safety glasses while I'm using this saw. And now there's something that's been stuck under your eyelid for the last 2 days. We fix all these emergencies and routine problems too. Visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Michiana, you're approved. Need a new ride when everyone says no way? You're approved. This is Wade with Nissan of Warsaw. Low credit score? I don't care. You're approved. I have the power to say yes to everyone. And with my you're approved process, $500 down, bam, you're approved. What do you need? Current pay stub, photo ID, and proof of where you live, along with four friends that'll tell us how amazing you are. And bam, you're approved. To start the process, call us at 574-267-5850. NissanofWarsaw.com, TradeWithWade.com. You're approved.
If you have a hot sleeper or two in your family, you will love the new Tempur-Breeze mattress series now available at Reinhold's Furniture. Hi, this is Steven. The Pro Breeze models feel 5 degrees cooler, while the Lux Breeze models feel up to 10 degrees cooler. And save now on closeout Breeze models. For the ultimate sleep experience, add one of the new Tempur-Ergo smart bases for elevated head and feet sleep positions and many comfort features. Hurry in today to your mattress headquarters, Reinhold's Town Square Furniture in downtown Warsaw.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with boys soccer, who played in the sectional championship game down at Huntington last Saturday. They beat Northrop in a thriller, 2-1, to win the sectional title. Noah Van Pufflin with 2 goals in the first half. 1 goal assisted by Callan O'Brien. The other was unassisted. The Bruins cut the deficit of 2 goals down to 1 after intermission, but the defense was able to hold them off and preserve the win and win a sectional championship for the second consecutive year. And for the second consecutive year, the boys took on Noblesville, this time up north at the Tiger Soccer Complex. And again, Tigers get a first-half goal. They have the lead. Callan O'Brien in the 30th minute of the first half put Warsaw up 1-0. It was that way until the second half. The Millers tied the game at 1-1. Regulation ended that way. Both overtime periods ended still tied at 1-1. It went to a penalty kick shootout, which is a brutal, gut-wrenching way to decide a soccer match. But it's what we have. And Noblesville won the shootout 5-4, and they advance on to today's regional championship game. The Tigers finished their season 15-4-1, and we're going to try to get a hold of Coach Berger and have him on. We are going to have Tiger Talk next Saturday. We're going to try to catch up with the fall coaches, as many as we can, and have him on the show next week. The varsity volleyball team was off this last week, but the freshman and the JV both played last Saturday in NLC tournaments, and both won their conference championship tournaments. The freshmen won the NLC by beating Concord 25-10, 25-22. Aspen Wagner with 20 assists. Dorna Vilma with 14 digs and 2 aces. Olivia Rooney with 8 kills. And Ariana Harmon with 7. And then they beat Northwood, a Northwood team that they had battled tight just a couple of weeks ago. Beat them in 3. It went to 16-14 in Game 3. Aspen Wagner, 23 assists, 11 digs and 4 aces. Ariana Harmon with 10 kills and 4 aces. Olivia Rooney with 5 kills and 4 aces. Doran Villema with 10 digs and 1 ace. And Molly Carmen with 6 kills and 4 digs. So the freshmen won their championship. The JV did the same. They beat Mishawaka in straight sets in 2. Alyssa McCleary with 18 assists. Emma Stanley, Maddie Williamson, and Jocelyn Bricker each had 3 kills. CeCe Good had 6 kills. Grace Bauer had 4 digs and 3 aces. Then the girls beat Plymouth in 2, 25-17, 25-13. Alyssa McCleary with 18 assists. Jocelyn Bricker with 9 kills. CeCe Good with 7 kills and 2 blocks. And Maddie Williamson with 5 kills. Then Emma Stanley and the JV Lady Tigers were winners over Northwood for the championship. A Northwood team that had beaten them a couple of weeks ago, 25-21, 25-20. Alyssa McCleary with 12 assists and 7 digs. Jocelyn Bricker, 8 digs and 7 kills. CeCe Good with 9 digs. Grace Bowers with 10 digs. So the varsity, JV, and freshmen all Northern Lakes Conference championships for a second straight year. The Warsaw doubles tennis team of Corais Miller and Drew Reiser will play in the individual doubles regional today at Kokomo. Miller and Reiser have not lost in the tournament. They're 4-0. So even though the team got knocked out in the regional semifinals, they continue to compete. So they will play a team from Mississinawa, who is 16-5, and that will start at the top of the hour down at Kokomo. Miller and Reiser are 21-2 on their season. So they have a great chance to get into the final. Where waiting for them probably is going to be the team of Gibson and Sparks from Fort Wayne Carroll. Could be the team from Delta, who's 23-3. We'll have to wait and see. That second match, the championship match, would be at 2 o'clock unless they decide they want to start earlier than that. Then that is possible. We'll have an update for you on the Warsaw Athletic website, warsaw-tigers.com. JV did not have a game last Saturday with Goshen, but the freshmen played Goshen on Thursday and wrapped up their season with a 32-18 win at Goshen. Tucker Reed with touchdown runs of 30 and 20 yards. Ethan Rivich had a 1-yard run and a 2-yard run from Michael Schenk. Rounded out the touchdown scoring for the Tigers. Defense was all over the place. Micah Kohler, Camden Baus, Parker Sweet all had interceptions for Warsaw, who finished the freshman season at 7-1. That brings us to the current. As we said during the football segment, the JV football team is at Northridge to finish up their season at 10 o'clock, so at the top of the hour. The girls and boys cross-country teams are running at Manchester today. Boys race at 10:30, girls at 11:15. Schools competing are Argus, Columbia City, Culver Military, Culver Community, Huntington North, Lakeland Christian, Manchester, North Miami, Northfield, Plymouth, Rochester, Tippecanoe Valley, Triton, Wabash, Warsaw, and Whitco. If that feels like more teams than normal, it is, because there's only 3 levels of cross country this year. There's a sectional, there's a regional, and there's a state finals. Top 5 qualifying teams and the top 15 individuals not on advancing teams will move on to the regional next week. The volleyball team is in action today. They're playing in the semifinals of the Elkhart sectional. The first match is Penn and Concord. It starts at 11. The second match will follow that, so somewhere around 12:30, the Lady Tigers will take on Goshen, and that's being played at the Phyllis Tubbs Gymnasium at what we used to know as Elkhart Memorial High School on California Road in Elkhart. Take a left. It's right there on your right. The school built the gymnasium is on the west side of the building, and so if you're interested in going up there and cheering for the Lady Tigers, they will play at about 12:30 against Goshen. If they win, they would play at 6 against either Penn or Concord. It's fall break. Fall break is underway, so no sporting events during the week this next week. Of course, teams that advance on in their tournaments will continue. The girls and boys cross country regional would be at Culver Academy. That would start at 10:30 and 11:15 next week. The volleyball regional would be at LaPorte for the Lady Tigers if they win their 2 matches today, and that would start at 11 o'clock. One other note from the athletic department on fall break, the T-Rack is closed for walking this week, right? They're going to be repainting the lines on the track, which I didn't know was that necessary, but it is that necessary because they're closing the T-Rack this week to do it. So no walking is allowed in the T-Rack this week while they do that maintenance work and work on the lines of the T-Rack track. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here on Tiger Talk, driven by RB Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade. And with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we've got banks that cater to everyone, no matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
I'm your neighbor. You see me at Optimist, you see me at church, you see me at the grocery store. I'm just a regular guy with a law degree who has the know-how to get you the win. I'm Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. With millions of dollars won for clients, call me. I'll give you my personal cell and we can start working together. The initial call's always free. I handle all types of injuries, falls, crashes, defective products, and more. Call me today, Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. Just say, hey Google, look up the law office of Travis McConnell. Office Warsaw.
Car Tech takes the ding out of your car or truck body and will make your vehicle's finish showroom fresh again. Car Tech is a new type of body shop. With the Car Tech smart approach to body repair, dings and dents are a thing of the past. Car Tech will repair, repaint, and refinish your auto skin and take care of the insurance paperwork too. Don't worry about the ding. You have Car Tech. On the curve at 900 South Buffalo in Warsaw and at cartechsmart.com.
And now for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company. Here's Roger.
What a fun football season it's been. What a crazy, strange journey it has been watching this football team. Two steps forward, one step back, fumble the ball, give it away. Defense says, bah, don't worry about it, I got it. Kicker knocks it through from 52. It's been an amazing season. It's been very fun, and it's given us plenty of stories to tell, which when you're in my business, we are storytellers. And so there have been a ton of stories about people and about the team as a whole and the defensive unit and the offensive unit and the special teams unit. It's been so much fun. And so now we take a week off and we wait for the 27th when the Carroll Chargers will come to town for a playoff game. To my knowledge, I've not been told that there is a start time yet. It'll be either be 7 or 7:30. You will see a story posted on that with a link to tickets at warsaw-tigers.com. So keep that in mind as you're planning that. Some of you are headed out for fall break. Some of you are already gone and listening on the internet from places like sunny Fort Walton Beach, which I know that at least one person is listening to today because they've sent me a message. Hey, we're listening down on Fort Walton Beach, and you sound great. Well, it's good to be here. And so we will have a show next week. There is Tiger Talk next week. We're going to get as many of our fall coaches on the show next week to talk about their seasons. The ones we don't get to next week, we will catch up with, because I believe Jet was the last senior that we needed to talk to this season. So we'll have time to get a couple of coaches in on the 27th. So over the next few weeks, we will catch up with everybody and let you hear from the coaches on how their teams did and mention as many names as possible and have a lot of fun with them. Thanks to Coach Curtis for being in here this morning and for Jet and for the sponsors who foot the bill and allow us to do this on Saturday mornings. And of course, you and all that you do for us, and the support messages we get during the week are just quite incredible, and we thank you for that. I'm Roger Grossman. Thanks to R&B Car Company for being our title sponsor. Thanks to the Warsaw Donut Shop for feeding our people here on Saturday mornings. Stay tuned. Gary Sullivan is coming up next. You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.